commander of the Aerospace Division of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, says that the nation's security is a red line. Brigadier General Amir Ali Hajizadeh says that the Islamic Republic will not take a step back in the face of threats against its security. General Hajizadeh says that Iran responded with missiles to the terrorist bullets. He stressed that the country will give a tenfold response to any hostile move against it. General Hajizadeh says that the enemies must learn from Iran's crushing response to the terrorists and stop supporting them. He added that Iran will continue its fight until terrorism is completely eradicated.
Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says it has launched missile and drone attacks on terrorist hideouts in eastern Syria early on Monday. The IRGC says the strikes targeted leaders of the terrorists behind the Ahwaz attack, which left over 25 people dead. It says the strikes were conducted from western Iran and hit the terrorists gathering in eastern Syria. As a result, a large number of terrorists were killed and injured, while their weapons depot was destroyed. The IRGC says the strikes followed evidence that the terrorists behind the Ahwaz attack were based in eastern Syria, where they received support from the United States. The IRGC fired six surface-to-surface ballistic missiles from a distance of 570 kilometers. They were two kinds of middle-range missiles, Qiyam and Zulfiqar. Qiyam was first unveiled in the summer of 2010. The stealth missile weighs 6 tons and has a range of 800 kilometers. Qiyam is the first Iranian missile that has no fins. It uses a movable launch pad, making it hard for enemies to locate and destroy launchers. Qiyam was considered a breakthrough in Iran's missile industry. Zulfiqar was first unveiled in the summer of 2016. It weighs nearly 3.5 tons and has a range of between 700 and 750 kilometers. It is also a stealth missile and uses a movable launch pad. Zulfiqar's accuracy is within 50 to 70 meters of its intended target. Qiyam and Zulfiqar are among domestically made missiles that Iran says are part of its defense power. The IRGC says it never uses the missiles for attacks against other countries, but it will not remain silent in case the Iranian people's security is threatened. The IRGC says Monday's strikes were aimed at punishing those responsible for the Ahwaz terror attack. The foreign ministry also said the strikes were further proof of Iran's strong resolution in the fight against terrorism.